welcome. This is Eric Louvier. Welcome to this episode. What I want to talk about today is the easiest thing to sell online. What is the absolute easiest thing to sell online? I've been selling all kinds of different things for about 14 years now online, done millions, and there's one thing that I think is the easiest thing to sell. Maybe not even just online, but offline too. So I'm going to cover what that is. I'm going to cover a couple of different things that is also pretty easy to sell online and kind of count down to that number one thing that I believe is the easiest to sell online. So you're in for a treat. We're going to cover some good stuff here, okay? So buckle up. Well, first thing, though, I want to kind of preface this whole thing and set the table. And what I want to talk about is the one thing that I really don't sell online, but is probably pretty easy to sell online, and that's e-commerce. Like, I don't really get into selling widgets on Amazon or, you know, selling gizmos on my own little e-commerce store online or my own little Shopify store. Shopify. I don't really do any of that stuff, so it's not really my thing. I would guess that it's pretty easy to sell. But after 14 years, I just never really got into that. You know, there's been a couple of times it's been close, like with supplements or whatnot, but that's not really my thing. However, I do think it's probably pretty easy to sell. From what I understand, you know, selling widgets and gizmos and things like that online with your own stores and all that has, you know, a lot of volume. You can do a lot of gross revenue with it, but the profit margins can be razor thin. Razor thin margins, like Georgia and Wisconsin and Michigan in the election. So I want to talk about, you know, well, let me say this too. The people, like, I've had a lot of clients who have come from the e-commerce world, and they, like, are burned out. Like, they come from the e-commerce world and they're like, hey, Eric, you know, can you coach me and help me do, you know, this or that? And I'm like, well, what happened to the e-commerce stores on that? I'm just sick of it, man. Like, I got a whole living room full of, like, video games I'm selling and, you know, Nike shoes and stuff like that. Like, they're drop shipping, and it just takes a tremendous amount of volume in order to, you know, generate your revenue. I remember one client just really going off about how his competition was, like, putting bad reviews on his, you know, Amazon page or whatever, and it's just like constant battle, and so they're just burned out. And, you know, so that's not, I don't do e-commerce, so we'll move on from that. But it's probably easy to sell. It's just probably hard to profit big, like make a big financial difference in your life. So the next thing I want to talk about is, you know, what you probably think is the easiest, or a lot of people probably think is the easiest to sell online, which is how-to products. Like info products, like how to sell ebooks on, you know, how to get rid of foot fungus, or an ebook on how to, like, you know, have six pack abs, or an ebook on, or a course on how to, you know, blow up your podcast and things like that. That is common. You know, you see that a lot, you know, and that would be something to think is probably pretty easy to sell, or the easiest to sell. It is easy to sell, but it's not the easiest to sell. So I've sold it all, you know, ebooks, courses, boot camps, workshops, manuals, certifications, video lessons, all of that. Those are all like how-to things, and I've made millions from selling that stuff, and it is easy to sell, but it's not the easiest. It doesn't take number one spot for me. So now there are some things I do want to talk about whenever you do sell, you know, how-to type of products or information products. There's some really, you know, there's pros and cons with everything. Nothing is utopia. Nothing is heaven, right? We live in this broken world, right? Nothing's perfect, okay? Now, the grass is always greener, though, so it always seems like something else is easier, better, perfect, quicker. But nothing's perfect. Nothing's super simple, easy, like brain dumb, don't do anything and make a bunch of money. But one thing that's really great about, you know, selling information products or courses or how-to is a lot of times the onus is on them. The onus is on the customer. Okay, it's up to the customer to take the information that you are providing and decipher it and use it and string it all together in the right way to go get the results they're after. So in other words, if I bought a course on how to have six-pack abs, you know, it's up to me to do the push-ups and the sit-ups and the diet and do everything I need to do in order to have six-pack abs. So the course, you know, is great because, or the info products are great because you can, you know, you put the onus on them. You provide the information. It's up to them to make themselves successful with it. So that's really important to understand. They got to go study it and figure it out and make it fly. And so it's less pressure for you. You're selling how to. It's up to them to make it work. Okay, that's a really big deal, especially when we get to my easiest way of making money, where the onus is more on you. Now, all right, here's the big one with this, though. Here's the really big, you know, here's the dirty truth bomb. Boom, the dirty truth bomb. Here's the dirty truth bomb. And this is a big one. When it comes to information products, it's really hard to sell cold traffic. It's hard to sell cold leads. You see, and if you're trying to sell cold people your how-to, that's a little bit harder on the conversions. So when I say the easiest thing to sell online, when I get to my, you know, category number one easiest thing to sell online here in a minute, keep this in mind, but like, you don't have to be a brand in order to sell my number one thing. Now, with information products, a lot of times you need to have some kind of credibility, some kind of, you know, some kind of brand, some kind of reputation or relationship. It's really hard to sell cold leads from the internet. So when these cold leads are coming in and you're trying to sell them an information product, like, you know, if you came to me and you're like, hey, I'm going to teach you in my course how to have six pack abs, and you take a look at me and you're like, well, that dude doesn't look like he has six pack abs. You know, like, what's up with it? So like, you want to make sure that you're, you know, you fit the part. You know, but if you come to me on how to make millions online, well, I got you covered. I've done it, been there. You know, it's well documented. I'm all over the internet, all over Google. I mean, I'm running tons of ads. You see me everywhere, right? So there's plenty of, I mean, you're listening to this episode right now. I mean, it's really obvious that I know what I'm talking about, and I've been there, done that, been in the trenches, and know what I'm doing. So if I'm trying to sell an info product that matches up with that, then it's going to work because I have that reputation. And also I'm taking leads and I'm nurturing them, warming them up and turning them on to me before they ever buy anything from me. So it's hard to take a cold lead from the internet and sell them an information product. So when I say the easiest thing to sell online is, it's easy to sell information products online, but it's not the easiest. Okay. I mean, it takes connecting all the dots in order to make it work. So more on that in a minute, but that's a big dirty truth bomb. Boom. Okay, so, you know, understand that. Like, let me put it this way. This just popped in my head. Like, let's say you're going to sell. Oh, no. Let's back it up. Let's say old Ricky Bobby's going to sell how to motivate an audience from stage. Yeah, old Ricky Bobby, redneck Ricky Bobby. There's Ricky Bobby here. He's going to teach people how to sell from the stage and how to like motivate people and pump them up from stage. And nobody's ever heard of old Ricky Bobby. And he's nowhere to be found online. And he doesn't have any reputation. No. And you're going to land on his ebook on how to motivate people from stage. And that's not going to fly, right? However, if you found Tony Robbins, you know, Anthony Robbins, providing a course or product on how to motivate people from stage, it's going to sell. You see what I'm saying? You hear me talking? All right, so that's where I'm going with that. So how-tos, that's a big deal. Like, I'll come across people, and they're like, Eric, help me make money online, you know, help me build my business. And so I quickly look at what they're selling. I'm like, you're taking cold leads from the internet, trying to sell them a how-to course, and you don't have any credibility, you don't have any reputation online, you don't have a brand anywhere to be found. In fact, if I Google you, it comes up that you're a plumber in South Dakota, okay, because you're doing this on the side. Like, that's not going to fly. People aren't going to buy. I mean, people aren't dumb. They're going to look at the info product, and they're going to be like, how's a plumber from South Dakota going to sell me how to speak from stage? You see the point? So you got to put it all together in the right way to where it sells. And that's not easy for a lot of people to do. But if you're willing to do all that and get it set up the right way, well, then it'll sell like crazy because people don't really care that much about you. They care about themselves. So anyway, you know, a little soapbox there. But, you know, how to can sell. It works. It works. It can sell. It's not like if someone comes to me and they're like, "No, I've been trying to make money online for a decade, man. Can't make no money. Been a decade, no money coming into the house. The casa has no money, Eric." I'm like, "Well, what are you selling?" And they're selling information products. And I'm like, "Well, you know, if we look at that and, you know, you don't have that, you don't have it rolling, you're not making any money. Why don't we go with my number one easiest way to make money?" And then all of a sudden you have someone that goes from trying to make money for 10 years, haven't been able to make any money, and then they make money in 1 week. So we'll talk about the number one way here in just a minute. But it does work. Like, it does work. If I do get a client who wants to sell how-to or information products, I'm like, it's not just the information product. We got to set up the whole thing. The branding, the testimonials, the endorsements, the look, the feel, the symbols, the... You know, we got to tap into the customers. We got to have good copy. We got to nurture the leads when they come in, turn them on, pre-frame them, warm them up. You know, it's all connected. It's a system. The rising tide lifts all boats. And we got to do that if you're going to sell information products to make it work. It's not just write an ebook and go put it on Amazon and you're rich. Yeah, that's not going to work, right? You got to set up the system, the conveyor belt, the automated system that's going to produce traffic and leads on a daily basis, going to nurture them, warm them up, and convert them. Good copywriting, good video sales letter, good automated webinar. These types of things is what's needed to make a true information product or business work. Okay, so, another thing. You know, a lot of people are into multi-level marketing businesses. So they have, like, you know, widgets that they're selling from the multi-level marketing company, or like they're selling, you know, diet potions and lotions, right? So that's the same thing as e-commerce in a sense. You know, you have to build that business a certain way. So in other words, like if I'm going to sell an information, a multi-level marketing product, like let's say I'm going to sell, you know, some of these pills on how to lose weight, these pills that make you lose weight. Take this pill, lose weight, man. $10. Take it right here. So if you're selling like, you know, weight loss pills, then, you know, if I'm selling weight loss pills, I'm going to send all of my traffic to my own squeeze page. It's going to be like EricLuvierasWeightLoss.com or something. It's not going to be, I'm not going to send my traffic to the multi-level marketing company. Never. Never will I ever do that, because those companies go out of business. And those people, you know, like they change the compensation plans and they screw people over and the FTC shuts them down and, you know, all kinds of things. So for me, if I'm going to put my good, hard-earned energy, effort, money, and tears into building a multi-level marketing company, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send people to my own landing page. So I'm going to set up a landing page that's like giving away an ebook or something for free to get people to opt in to my list. I'm going to go set up a list at AWeber, you know, or MailChimp or somewhere where I have my own autoresponder account. I'm going to send my leads to my own webpage so I can capture those leads and market to them for the rest of their lives as long as they stay on my list. So they're going to opt into my list, and then I'm going to pass them on to the multi-level marketing offer. Are you following me? So, like, if I'm going to sell, pillows that are really great for sleeping on, got that MyPillow commercial they play a million times a day. So, like, if I'm going to sell pillows, you know, for someone else, like a multi-level marketing company, for example, I'm not going to send the traffic to that website. I'm going to send the traffic to my own landing page where I'm going to talk about the 10 best ways to get the best quality sleep you've ever had in your entire life, 100% free. Just opt in below to get the download. People opt in to get that, and then I pass them on to the pillow business. Then I pass them on to the weight loss business or the multi-level marketing opportunity or whatever it is that I'm going to represent and sell that's not my product. I'm going to build a list first. Okay, I'm going to capture leads and capture lists and then take those people and forward them on to the multi-level marketing offer. I get multi-level marketing people all the time pitching me their stuff. I'm like, you know, I'd rather own my own multi-level marketing company than, you know, represent a multi-level marketing company. It's not that hard to do. It's creating a real business, right? But if I'm going to represent a multi-level marketing company, I'm going to build my own list. That way, if the multi-level marketing company goes out of business, I can just delete those emails and start promoting something else. Because what do I know about all those people on my list? I know that they want to lose weight. So there's a million other things I can sell them on losing weight. And I can continue making money and feeding the kids. Okay? So there's that. So there's, and so, you know, again, I've made millions with how-to products, with info products, with like clubs. And speaking of clubs, why don't you join my club? Go to disclosuregroup.com. Go over there, disclosuregroup.com. It is a tremendous, it's my flagship program. I teach you how to get clients from LinkedIn. I teach you how to get copywriting conversions. I teach you how to string this all together, how to get the mind junk out of the way, how to follow a blueprint to make money online. I mean, it's all in there. Everything that you need to know to make a lot of money from me is inside that program. We do weekly coaching calls. You get your own dedicated personal development coach to help you. I mean, it's tremendous. It's for real. And the value is like worth 50 times more than the price. Go check it out. DisclosureGroup.com. That's where I teach you the how-to. Okay, so that's Disclosure Group. That's my flagship program. Now, let's get to what the easiest thing is. I've built it up long enough. I've had you holding on here. You're at the edge of your seat wanting to know what this is. Like, what is the easiest thing? You have your guesses, right? Services or whatnot you're thinking. So let me just tell you this. This is the easiest thing that I have ever sold in my entire life. Okay, I've been an entrepreneur for 20 years. And any client or customer I've ever gotten, this is the easiest thing they've ever sold. I've had clients come to me and they've been trying to make money for over a decade. They ain't made jack squat. They ain't made diddly nothing. And they show up and I'm like, this is what you need to do right here. And then presto, they start making money. They like make money in a week. They made money in over a decade. That's a big deal. Okay, that's why this is the easiest thing I ever sold in my life. And if you get this, what I'm about to explain to you, because it's not just a category of something to sell. It's a whole like philosophy. It's a whole breakthrough. It's a dirty truth bomb. Boom. This right here can make you rich if you can own what I'm about to tell you. Okay. This can make you rich. It is selling. You ready? Drum roll. Done for you. Done for you offers. If you put a done for you offer out there, it will always do well in selling. It's the easiest thing I have ever sold in my life. It's so easy. Ever. So look, here's the rationale behind this. And you know, more importantly than you just like pausing this audio and going and creating your own done for you offer right now, what's more important than that is to understand the philosophy or the breakthrough or the lesson or the wisdom behind this. And I want to unpack this for you right now. Okay. So here's the rationale behind this. I don't know how to say it other than to just say it, but people, humans, human beings, people are lazy. They're lazy. People are lazy. People will go towards the path of least resistance every time. I mean, that is the rationale behind this. People want, they want the easy way. Okay, they want the easy way, the quick fix, the easy button, the quick hit of hope, the magic pill, the path of least resistance, the instant gratification, the shiny object, the picture, and the pie in the sky, the dopamine drip, the pain relief, the be as lazy as you want to be done for you. That's what they want. They want to be lazy as they can be. They want to be as lazy as they want to be. They want to click a button and they want to make money. They want you to do it for them. How many times have people just said, can you just do it for me? Like my son's like, I broke a glass just a minute ago in the kitchen. He broke a glass. I'm like, clean it up. He's like, can you just do it for me? What? There's a broom right over there, brother. Grab that broom. Clean up your damn glass. Like, people want it done for them. They want the path of least resistance. Lazy, lazy. Just, oh, life is so hard. It's so tough. Things are so hard. I'm in so much pain. I'm in misery. Just ease the pain and do it for me. That's the easiest thing you've ever sold. Give it to them on a shiny silver platter. That's what we're talking about. Don't teach them to fish. That's the how-to product. Give them the fish. That's the done for you. Okay? No. Don't give them the fish. No. Serve them the fish on a silver platter with white gloves and a tuxedo. Put them in a beautiful establishment in a resort, fancy 5-star hotel. Serve them in crystal. Okay, provide them with lighting that's beautiful and a jazz band that's amazing. Have unbelievable service being provided for them. The most comfortable chairs surrounded by the most wealthiest, affluent people on the planet. in the most beautiful place on earth and just do it all for them. Take their coat as they walk in. Okay, that is done for you. Have you ever eaten like in a fancy restaurant like in Mexico? Like we ate at this restaurant in Mexico one time. And oh my gosh, like, I mean, it was over the top. We had like 10 people serving our table. I mean, it was like the most unbelievable service I've ever had. And then like I went to the restroom, right? Another restroom. Or in Canada, they call it a washroom. Went to the restroom, and I went to wash my hands, and there's a dude standing there at the sink. Like, he pours the soap in my hands. He turns the water on, hands me a towel. There's cologne and mouthwash and mouth breath mints and tequila shots all right there in the restroom. This dude's serving us in the restroom. I'm like, man, I can't go anywhere without, you know, five-star service here. It's amazing. All I wanted was enchiladas with lots of cheese and onions. And guacamole salad. So I just wanted that done, right? So I just want, it's amazing. That's what they want. They want you to provide it to them on a silver platter, done for them. They want you to cut their steak for them and put it in their mouth. You want me to cut your steak up for you? Like, that's what I'm talking. That's what people, human beings, want. They want you to just do it for them. And if you can understand what I'm talking about, if you can own what I'm talking about, it will change your financial life forever. Own it. Look at all the people out there. If you're in your car right now and you're stuck in traffic, you know, stop and go traffic, how many, see all those thousands of people around you stuck in traffic too? Look at them. Look around. Look at all those people. See all those people? See, they're lazy. They're all lazy. You're lazy. I'm lazy. We're all lazy. They're all lazy. They want to do nothing. They don't want to do nothing. They just want to just do nothing. And even when they do nothing, they don't want to do nothing. They're like, entertain me. I'm doing nothing. I'm sitting on my butt in my couch in my living room doing nothing, locked up during the quarantine. So I want Netflix and I want, you know, all these channels and all this entertainment and video games and Alexa and my social media apps and gimme, 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 do for me, do for me, do for me. I'm bored. I'm lazy. Those are human beings and I love them. My brothers and sisters, they are my mission. I am here to help my brothers and sisters on planet Earth. Okay, none of us are perfect. We're all broken. This is a broken world we live in until we leave. Okay, move on to heaven. That is what you want to understand big time. Hear me. People are lazy. Provide them with the done-for-you solution. And that's all she wrote. D4Y. Done for you. Look, the internet could explode. All right? Like, the internet could stop existing. Just gone. It could explode. Like someone just takes, like the Democrats just took the internet. It's gone, right? They just took it away. So the internet could go bye-bye. And I could still make millions because of this. I could still make millions offline because of Done For You. I could still go, it's the easiest thing to sell. Like services are done for you. So like some redneck comes and knocks on my door. Hey there, this is Ricky Bobby. I was wondering, you know, your grass is looking kind of long. I was wondering if I could cut your grass for you, man. $20 a week. I cut your grass, trim the bushes. I make it look good. Like, that's Ricky Bobby knocking on my door, asking to cut my grass for $20 in the middle of summer in Austin, Texas, when it's 110 degrees and humid. Mosquitoes flying around as big as your face. I'm like, here's $20, bro. Knock yourself out. Hallelujah. I'm going to go back and watch Netflix. Little Cobra Kai. Right? That is done for you. I'm not cleaning the pool. I'm not cutting the grass. I don't like grass. It makes me itch. I'm allergic. I'm not getting rid of the beehive that's outside that's going to sting me. I'm allergic to bees. I'm not grooming my dog. Okay? Like these are the. I'm not changing my oil in my vehicle. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like this, like done for you. Okay, I'm not going to cut my own hair because I got to look good. Like that's what I'm talking about. Done for you, services, easiest thing in the world to sell. Now, let me just say this. Remember back in the 1800s? Think back then. 1800s, everyone went west, right? They all went to California. Now everyone's leaving California, but that's a whole nother episode. Everyone was going to California back in the 1800s because they wanted to strike it rich. And find gold. There's gold in them there hills. They wanted to go strike it rich in the West. You know, Nevada and Arizona, Tombstone, all of that. That's where the cowboys are out there. And, you know, and it was boom town. Booming time. everyone from New York and the East Coast and all that were heading west. They're going to go strike it rich and find some gold. And, you know, most of them went back empty-handed, bankrupt, and out of money, and just, you know, all their dreams went flushing down the toilet. However, a very small percentage of them made it rich and found gold. Now, here's the ones that all made a really good living. Was all the people that sold those gold diggers, the shovels and picks and axe, the people that provided the done-for-you services, the saloon, the blacksmith, the horse trader, the hotel, the food, the barber, all of that, those services, those people all made a really good living, and some of them struck it rich for generations to come. Maybe your ancestors were the ones that started the hotel in Tombstone, Arizona. You see what I'm saying? So that's the philosophy behind the done-for-you services, and it's one of the easiest things in the world to sell. If you're looking for, like, online stuff, like some newbie client can come to me, been trying to make money online for over a decade with MLM offers and shiny objects and ebooks and trying to sell all that stuff, and nothing's working, right? Hasn't made any money in 10 years. Then I'm like, how about we set up a real business? Okay, real quick, just something super simple. It'll take less than a week. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to provide a real service. Let's say how to a done-for-you podcast service. So you set up a done-for-you podcast service, and in a week you get clients. And they don't give a smack who you are, because they know you're, like, when Ricky Bobby knocks on my door, hey, Ricky Bobby, want to know if I can cut your grass, man, by 20 bucks, you know, for 20 bucks a week, cut your grass, trim the bushes. Like, if Ricky Bobby comes to me, I'm going to be like, are you certified? What kind of lawnmower are you going to use? I don't care. Cut the grass, dude. Yes, 20 bucks, that's a deal. 100 degree heat, mosquitoes are big in your head. I cut the grass, heck yeah. You see, that is the done-for-you service that I'm talking about. So your credibility and your branding, you have to go be a guru, shmuru, and a celebrity, an influencer, a diva on the internet. You ain't got to do any of that. Because if you're providing a service, I mean, people are like, well, I'd rather you do it than me. Here's the money. Now, people always say, yeah, but they want to check my references and all that too. You know what I've found? I have found over the years that, you know, when people, this is a way to overcome objections. So when someone's like, you know, before I buy this service from you, I would like to check your references. Can I speak to your customers? And I'm always like, this is how you overcome that. I'm like, sure, no problem. But is there anything else we could do? Let me answer any of your other questions about what we do for you. Or, you know, we're going to provide you a LinkedIn service. We're going to do this, and that. How's that sound? And you know what happens is, like, they never come back and ask for references. Ever. Like, it was just a smokescreen. Like, they don't really care about your references. It's an excuse. They're skeptical until they decide, or their mind switches to, I need this, and I'd rather you do this than me. So here's the other thing. Like, if they insist on checking my references, I'm going to be like, pass. That's not a client I want. Like, that's not a client I want. Someone that's going to be, you know, like that. Like, in reality, I'm going to go ask my clients, hey, can you speak to this bozo for me real quick? He wants to become a customer, and so he wants to talk to some of my existing clients. So would you take time out of your busy day and speak to one of my prospects? Like, first of all, I'm not going to do that. It's not my style. I'm not going to bug my people like that. Plus, I look like a fool to them. They're like, are you real? Just skip the dude. Get the next guy. And then the guy that's at, doesn't end up even buying because it was just an excuse. Why are we talking about this? I don't remember why we're talking about this, but the point is that, oh, yeah, Redneck Ricky Bobby. Redneck Ricky Bobby is going to, I'm not going to say, do you have any references? Let me call some of your other grass-cutting clients and ask how you did on their shrubs. No, never. And if Ricky Bobby's like, you're going to call Sally down the street and ask her how I did cutting her grass? No, thank you. This is going to be a problem client, right? This is, move on. So my whole point here is, with services, with done for you, it's so easy. Okay, I've had teenagers make money from services, whereas, you know, people have been trying to make money online for 15 years, haven't made any money at all. I've been selling how-to products. So selling a done for you service or a service like that can get you there really fast. and you don't need all the hoopla, diva, guru stuff in order to start making money. And it also forces you to create a real business, even if someone else is fulfilling. Like we do an offer where we fulfill for people. Like we do LinkedIn services for them, and they can build the whole agency around LinkedIn services. Just reach out to us if you're interested in that, or go to, I think it's cloneandpartner.com, C-L-O-N-E, cloneandpartner.com. We have an opportunity. It's rare. It's not always open, where we can basically help you set up a done-for-you service where we do the fulfillment. So you can have your own agency, lickety-split, like in no time, like this week, selling a service, the same service I sell. That's pretty awesome. So cloneandpartner.com. But back to this, really, the grass is always greener on the other side. We look at it like the grass is greener over there. We always want something new, different, better, faster, easier. Humans are lazy. So if you provide them with a really good service, with a really good done for you, they will pay a premium for it, and they will love you for it. And it works, it works, it works. You'll blow your customers away if you provide a really good, you know, business in a box, or a really good done for you type of service or a service. They love that. It's a great way to make yourself a lot of money. It all works, though. I mean, e-commerce works. Selling how-to e-books, products, clubs, services, boot camps, workshops, coaching, all of that work. Coaching is another one. Like, I look at that more as a done-for-you. You're coaching them and helping them. It's a service, really, right? You're setting up a service that's going to take them by the hand and help them get there. It's as close to done-for-you as you could get. You're basically saying, look, instead of doing it for you, I'll show you how to do it and help you do it and coach you on how to do it. That's as close to done for you as you could get, and that's why coaching sells like hotcakes too. So there you go. That's it. This in this world, you know, there will be trouble. So nothing is perfect. So now, that's it. You could go check out disclosuregroup.com if you want to join our club, or cloneandpartner.com if you want us to help you set up your own done-for-you service and agency. Then check those out. Otherwise, go get them. Get to work. This is Eric Louvier. Thank you for listening to this episode. We'll see you on the next one. Adios.